This is the Arab Daily News Podcast, www.thearabdailynews.com.
Being mayor is no easy job. I covered seven Chicago mayors, starting with Richard J. Daley and going full steam with his successor, Michael A. Blandick. The job really didn't get interesting until Jane Byrne. She didn't defeat the Chicago machine, she conquered it. Harold Washington wasn't here long enough. Some African Americans believed he was poisoned. Eugene Sawyer was a gentle CEO who never got a chance to really rule. David Orr was just acting for 1 week. Then there was the Daley dynasty. I met Richard J. Daley before he died and covered his son. Richie, who was elected to, ironically, represent stability and racial calm in the wake of the anti-Washington bullying. Turns out Daley was all about clout. I interviewed all of them and had been called a lot of names by them during my 17 years at City Hall. Yet it wasn't until recently that I finally got a chance to meet Rahm Emanuel. He was the one I thought hated me the most. I wasn't at the hall when Emanuel was first elected. His office repeatedly denied my request to interview him. Maybe it was because I am Palestinian Arab American. Mayor Emanuel is Jewish. In case you don't have internet and haven't noticed, Arabs and Jews are killing each other in the Middle East, and they don't get along any better right here in Chicagoland. It's not Emanuel's fault. The post-9/11 hysteria against Muslims and the utter lack of education by Americans of who Muslims and Arabs really are should explain a lot. So I got perturbed when Emanuel reorganized the city's Human Relations Commission, eliminating the Advisory Commission on Arab Affairs, which was created by Washington and strengthened by Daley. Even though the group was a useless, do-nothing collection of dysfunction, it was important because anti-Arab groups close to Emanuel have been trying to close it for years. Suddenly, American Arabs who toiled and loved Chicago, paid their taxes, had kids in the city schools, served in the military, were pushed out. But there is an underlying issue. Arabs are a minority in the Muslim world and are often pushed out. Arabs are considered Muslims when things go bad, but are ignored when things go good. Christian Arabs like myself suffer the most. We're excluded when people come together to sing Kumbaya. And that's what it seemed like when Emanuel reached out to Muslims but closed his door to Arabs. I can't blame Emanuel for all the problems. He has enough on his hands trudging through decades of city debt that has dragged down the Chicago public schools, dragged down transportation, hobbled the city's economy, and fueled rising crime. The pressures on the Chicago police are enormous. Yet I always felt that being Jewish, Emanuel might understand the special problems facing American Arabs who have been historically excluded from government services and programs. It's gotten worse under him. I know mayors hate to be criticized. Blandick ignored people like me, which is why he really lost. Byrne called me scum after accusing me of being Daley's lackey. Washington said I was too white when I questioned his policies. Sawyer was dazed and confused, and Daley, the son, expected fealty, which I wouldn't give. Emanuel wanted to be mayor of Chicago, and I expected more. Not really knowing him, it was easy for me to criticize, though I supported both his elections in 2011 and re-election in 2015. We finally got a chance to kibitz a little last week when Emanuel hosted an iftar, breaking the fast during Ramadan for Chicago's Muslims. I found I actually liked him. He said strong words against racism and hate and vowed to make Chicago inclusive. His words. Emanuel needs to overcome the past discrimination against Arabs to make Chicago truly inclusive and understand we're no different than anyone else. I'm Ray Hanania, and this is my column podcast. Visit rayhanania.com online for more information.
This has been the Arab Daily News Podcast, www.thearabdailynews.com.